Ukraine security issue.
On the 105th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported continuing Russian attacks on Ukrainian positions in the Donbas and shelling of cities and villages across the country. The epicenter of hostilities remains the city of Severodonetsk in the Donbas. Ukrainian defenders hold the city and fight for every inch of their land. The head of the Lugansk Region Military Administration, Serhiy Haidai, said that Ukrainian defenders are not going to surrender the city of Severodonetsk, with fierce fighting taking place there.
Знаєте, спілкуючись з нашими хлопцями, захисниками, вони дуже-дуже так боляче відносяться до цього формулювання взагалі.
Our defenders are very sad about the news that Severodonetsk is supposed to be surrendered, but our military may retreat to more fortified positions. Today the fighting is underway in the city, and the Russian army is using all weapons they have against the city – mortars, artillery, tanks, airstrikes. In the near future, the goal of the Russian military comment is to seize Severodonetsk and cut the Lysychansk-Bakhmut road. They want to control it. In other words, what we expect in the near future is increased shelling and bombing of Lysychansk and Severodonetsk, huge offensives in the Severodonetsk and Popasna areas, and attempts to cross the Siversky-Donets River again to build a bridgehead and continue the offensive. The fighting will be very fierce, said Serhiy Haidai. Kharkiv region also remains under the shelling of the Russian army. 5 people were killed and 12 others were injured. The situation in the Mykolaiv region becomes complicated as the number of shellings has increased over the past 2 weeks. Russian invaders shell Mykolaiv and the region almost every day from the Pion self-propelled artillery units. The number of civilian casualties is growing. In the past 24 hours alone, 13 people have been injured by the occupiers. The Russian army does not stop shelling the border with Russia cities and villages of Sumy and Chernihiv. Ukrainian defenders drove the invaders out of these areas, but the enemy fires on the border from Russian territory. Almost every night is terrible for the locals as the occupiers shoot at night. For 2 months, the administration of Chernihiv has been trying to eliminate the consequences of ruthless shelling, which completely destroyed the historic center of the ancient city in the north. President of Chernihiv, Elizabeth Roshka, said that in some places people are still without light and gas, with broken windows and roofs. They don't have money to repair it. They are waiting for the help of communal services, said Elizabeth Roshka, showing her house. The ceiling collapsed and the beams bent after the shelling. There was a big hole. During the rains, all the rooms were flooded. My husband applied to the communal service of our city. They said that there is no material to repair it and we need to wait. We have been waiting for a month and a half, said Elizabeth Roshka. Communal workers from other cities came to Chernihiv to restore the damaged houses. Ihor Hrabchak responded to requests from local authorities for help, as there is a critical shortage of workers. Half of our brigade and repair group have arrived to help to restore houses. I have been to Chernihiv before. The city was and remains beautiful, and it will definitely be. We will rebuild everything that the enemy destroyed, said Ihor Hrabchak. Meanwhile, in the occupied territories, Russian soldiers staged a real terror. They rob and kidnap people. Only last week in the temporarily occupied city of Enerhodar, Zaporizhia region, they detained and evacuated 11 employees of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in an unknown direction. Prominent representative of the President of Ukraine to the Autonomous Republic of Crimea, Tamila Tashova, said that in the occupied Kherson region, the Russians keep about 600 people in their torture chambers in inhuman conditions. They are kept in basements in specially equipped premises, namely in torture chambers, in particular in the building of the Kherson Oblast State Administration, in a pre-trial detention center, in the vocational school of the city of Ohenichisk. That is, people are detained not only in the city of Kherson, but also in the region. These are mostly journalists and people with an active civil position who organized pro-Ukrainian rallies in occupied Kherson. According to our information, the abductees are being held in inhuman conditions and tortured. Witnesses tell of cries coming from the detention facilities. Also, some abducted residents of the Kherson region are taken to the occupied Crimea, said Tamila Tashova. Despite the war and unprecedented challenges, Ukraine has successfully conducted a sowing campaign. It was sown 75% of last year's area. That was stated by Ukraine's Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal. According to him, now they are starting to prepare for harvesting. And the most important thing is the organization of its export. The Ukrainian Ministry of Infrastructure is working on measures to increase capacity on the western border of Ukraine. Shmyhal reminded that 23.5 million tons of grain and oil seeds still remain in Ukrainian ports due to Russia's blockade. In addition, the Ukrainian Ministry of Agrarian Policy is considering the possibility of organizing mobile storage, taking into account international experience. This will allow Ukraine to increase storage volumes by 10-15 million tons.